upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, well, Milan had a chance to keep their up with Inter after seeing what they did the day before. Milan, like a lot of teams this week, first time that I could remember, and probably a long while, no home team took home a victory in Serie A. We're going to go through all of it when we talk FUBU, because we got a FUBU segment tonight. All the teams played week 19. Milan didn't come out with the result we were hoping. No home cooking. It just wasn't a great performance today. We're going to dive deep into it. We got the report card coming, individual grades, and you'll be a little surprised who we think is top and flop of the class. We're going to get into this all and also preview the game with Fiorentina coming on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. 9 a.m. for me, 6 a.m. for Gio. We got a lot to talk about. The Mercato is open, but we really haven't made any moves. We're going to talk about what we think is going to happen. We're halfway through, ladies and gentlemen. The winter champions, unfortunately, are Inter, but now the second half of the season is about to start. Me and Gio, we're ready. We're riled up. G, you ready, man? Unmute yourself.
I'm ready, Fabio.
Well, you know what? Before we get into it, people, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live. Smash the like button. Leave a comment. Interact when we get into the report card segment. Super chats are open, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to help support the channel and you want your voice heard, super chats are open. And if you want to become a true supporter of the Milan Weekly Podcast channel, our Patreon is the best way to do it. We appreciate all of our Patreons, current and past. We are ready. It's Milan Coast to Coast. Even if Milan are slipping and falling on the field, me and Gio, we don't slip and fall. We get the fuck back up and we produce. Let's go.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa!
What up, everybody? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. I'm Fabio, joined, of course, by my partner there, Gio, coming live from Long Island, New York, and Southern California. We are the one, the only, Milan.
Coast to coast, baby.
Yeah, damn right. What up, G? How we doing tonight, bro?
I mean, we all right, Fabio. It's getting windy. We got rid of the rain here in Southern California, but now it's windy, you know. Windy like Fofana was today. He was moving instead of moving those boots.
You know how the wind can make you slip and slide, bro, especially high gust winds. I guess that was going on. I listen, like bro. It was take it to the house. I don't know if we have the same musical taste, G. But guys, everybody, appreciate you all being here and checking out the show. Please leave some comments. We'll play them up on the screen as we go. G, we named this one No Home Cooking because we've been struggling at home. It doesn't seem like we really have much of a home field advantage when we play at home. It's just been pretty suspect, and tonight was no different. Now, a lot of people might feel like, I'm not going to front, bro. This should have been a loss. This should have been a loss. I mean, the amount of chances, it could have been a win. With a few things going different, it would have been a win. But in the end, it left me feeling like we somehow dodged a bullet even getting a point because we really should have came away with nothing. How did you feel reflecting back on this game?
Fabio, I think like the commentators said it best, like we were flat. I mean, and we only have like one game a week, so these guys can't be saying that they're tired or anything like that. So I don't know, but I think like this game, and I'm going to say it came down to the manager, because we have been seeing every time that we play at home, we've been seeing the same players like let us down and down again. And today, you know, Gabio, oh my God, that fool got bullied. But like Fofana, the experiment is over, bro. Like every time that we drop points, Fofana has either been in a position to put us ahead or extend the lead so they don't try us, and he's utter shit. This is what I'm saying, that it's on Allegri. Like, okay, you take out Fofana, but you put him in basically for the same fucking player in Loftus-Cheek. Just the difference that at times that Loftus-Cheek, 1 out of 10, he's going to make a great pass, and which he did today, but we couldn't just put it in the back of the net. But him, Fofana and Loftus-Cheek are the same players. All they know how to do is run, bully, but right when they're in front of goal, like, they go limp. And that's why I'm blaming this on the manager.
You know, if they're going limp, there's pills for that sort of thing, right, G? Right, but these guys, and I don't look at Loftus-Cheek in the same kind of light I've seen Fofana. I've seen Fofana too many times and too many opportunities, and the reason we lump them together is because something Allegri said kind of early in the preseason, right? When he was speaking about Fofana and Loftus-Cheek, he expected maybe somewhere in like the 10 to 15 goals between the two of them. And to my recollection, I don't think we even have one from any of them, do we? I have to check the stats, guy. I don't remember Fofana getting a goal. Yeah, there he goes again with that microphone.
No, Fofana, Fabio, I think he scored a world. Do you remember? I think he got like one goal.
I have to check. I'm sure. Where's Facebook Frank? Where's my fact checker? I need him to tell me how many goals between the two of them do they have. I'll tell you what it is, man. And it just, again, we're going to go individually through the RLC guys one. Thank you. All right. So you look at that, and I know it's like, all right, midfield, you can't expect like a million goals from them, but you kind of have to. If you're going to be in positions where Leao and Pulisic are the only two guys ever scoring, and you're going to count on Bartosaki double or Modric to get a perfect shot and gets in the net. I mean, again, everybody else has to pick up the slack. And there's a lot of people. Yeah, exactly, Terry. Terry, has midfield has to score. And these guys are midfielders that are getting quality time, and they're not performing. They're not. And it's like, I don't want to feel like we're beating a dead horse talking about Fofana, because it's like Fofana's always the butt of the joke at this point, but it's getting a little ridiculous, to be honest, because this is just some atrocious stuff, G. We're going to go through individual players in just a second, but I want to share this video. I have to send it to myself so I can put it on the camera here, so give me 1 second. But Fofana's, he had a moment today that was otherworldly bad. I mean, it was just an embarrassing thing to have happen. And like, okay, he slipped. Everybody was slipping all over the place. But my God. I mean, first, Leao has a great opportunity here. I really hope this doesn't get me flagged, but I'm trying anything to at least show what the hell happened here, right? And you see Fofana. It's like, shoot the fucking ball with your foot. What are you thinking? Let me try to use my head. Blast it like you blast it all the time. I would have been happy if he shot it, right? Missed the net still somehow, but at least hit some kid in the second row and like gave him a black eye. Like, give me something funny, because this is not funny. This is an embarrassment. The fact that you slip, you fall, and you waste such a good opportunity. And there had to be a moment at halftime that Allegri said, you know what, bro? I have to take you out. You know, the confidence level of Fofana has to be in the garbage. He even apologized on Instagram. And I'm not one for go on there, talk shit, say crazy things to him. I'm not about that. They're still people. He's an idiot. He played like shit. Do I want to see him on the field? Probably not. But should we be harassing this guy in some insane manner? No. You know, not like that. But he felt the need to go onto Instagram and apologize. Okay. At least he understands the weight of how much he's failing us. But you know who I need to get to understand that? I need Allegri to understand that. I feel like he 100% is starting to see the writing on the wall. And I really hope I do not see him starting on Sunday. And we'll talk about Sunday. But I really hope Fofana has a little time where he could sit out, reflect, come in when we need him. But let's stop with this constant starter. Every goddamn game, he's got to start. No, he's not Modric. He's not Rabiot. That position should be up for fucking grabs. If you need to figure out how to put Jashari, give him some time, put him there. Ricci should be playing over this guy. Even Loftus-Cheek should be playing over this guy. This is insane. Insane. And you know what? The only thing I can say why he slipped, he didn't wear his Timberlands. If he had his Timberlands, he would have been more secure and would have been slipping and sliding all over the place. But let's go into the individual grades now, right? Let's go, G. Let's start with our boy Mike at the back. Now, I'm not going to lie. Mike doesn't have too much to do in this game. He can't really do nothing about the goal. He sure as hell didn't do nothing at the penalty because that guy
saved it. Isn't that called a save penalty, Fabio, because he missed it?
Bro. Bro. How can we say that's a save? How? I mean, sure, it marks up as a miss for the guy, and Mike didn't give up a goal. Maybe the mental gymnastics out there. But what's your grade on Mike for this game, bro?
I mean, other than the goal, did he really have anything else to do, Fabio? He saved the thing.
No, I don't. I have a C2. I don't have him doing anything else. All right, let's go to Tomori before we get to some of the other guys. But what's your grade on Tomori? Because I feel he was the least impactful, really had moments that I could remember that he did anything bad. But he sure as hell didn't help stop, you know, Colombo on that goal. That's not really his fault. But what's your grade on Tomori?
Grade on Tomori is a C, Fabio. I don't know. Him and Pavlovic seem to be like trying to attack instead of defend, you know. So I'm gonna give him a C. He. I don't know, Fabio.
They have him at a 7.5 on this rating I'm looking at here.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he was a 7.5, Fabio. But
I give him a C too. I think that's fair. All right, we're gonna have to do this, G. All right, we're gonna have to do that. I know you don't want to.
Let me go first, Fabio. Just mention the guy's name.
Come on, go ahead.
Gabia F, bro. You got bullied, bro. They stuck your cookies, bro. He just, like, double-juked you. He told you. Colombo, like, just fucking murdered you, bro. Like the Punisher did to Cassie. He just murdered you like that. So, you know what, Fabio? You know what? I love Gabia, but, you know, I'm the real deal on no bias here. Gabia, you get an F, bro. He took you to school, and he taught you something. So now in the winter, in the summer, when you're instead of like changing diapers, you change diapers and then you go lift weights because you got bullied today. So to me, I'll be an F. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, listen, the goal is bad. I can't give him a straight F because he does have opportunities. He's at least trying to redeem himself. He has a couple of headers. He hits the crossbar one time. I mean, he gets a stupid yellow, gets subbed out. I'm not against an F. It's a really bad look, especially against Colombo, who, you know, that's Milan's player. It's crazy. But you say F, I would go with a D, but I'll lean your way, F. All right, Pavlovic. Now, Pavlovic was fighting, man. He has the best rating of any of the defenders with a 7.7. I have Pavlovic. I have him at a C too. I don't think I can go for a B.
Nah, C, Fabio, and then like he was defending and but he was out of position, Fabio. When Batasaki laced that other player out like later in the thing. So nah, Pavlovic, he was too busy attacking, bro. So I'm gonna give him a C too.
All right, let's go Salamakis. Now again, not a great performance for him. 6.7, one of the lowest on the team.
Yeah,
what do you got? What do you got on salad?
An F Fabio, but some of that goes to some of that goes to Allegri, bro. You could tell he's burnt out, Fabio. He's been playing all these games, but like we don't even know what to do in the transfer market. But salad makers for the last four games, bro, he's been steady dropping. And all those antics ain't working, bro. Just because you're doing antics, trying to fight with Vitinha, trying to laugh at motherfuckers on the floor, that shit ain't going to give you no brownie points over here on coast to coast. That's going to get you a smack in the face and give you an F, bro. So stop playing with us, man. If you're tired, tell the manager, like, yo, give me a little break, bro. I'll come in 45 minutes strong in the second half. Put in Atakami. Atakami did much better than than Salah did.
Yeah, he definitely did. It's F's all around. I like it. I mean, it's a little harsh, but I got it. I would give Salah a D. Not do it enough.
Him the D, Fabio?
I give him a D, not the D. A D. But let's go Fofana now. This is the clown. This is the flop of the class right here. There is no other way around. Well, I guess you could make an argument for Gabby as well. But what's your grade for Fofana here?
Straight F.
The thing is,
all he does is run, Fabio. We could do that. So, like me, but the thing is, like, what Allegri needs to understand is, like, bro, look at the chances that Fofana has missed. He has missed like 12 big chances, bro. That could, when we're playing the lower level teams, he has had chances to pass it, or he's wide open, but instead of shooting, he passes it, and then the defense gets the ball. He's already too many times in the right position. We need to either put generational Cesari or we need to put Richie in there and see if he did. Because we know that Loftus-Cheek is going to do the same other shit, Fabio. So, I mean, he's an F, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, Fofana was not good today. He's a straight F. Very bad. You're going to summer school, my friend. Modric. Now I'm surprised. I thought they were going to give Modric maybe a night off here, maybe come in the second half.
A night off, Fabio.
Well, we'll see on Sunday, bro. But what's your grade on Modric? They have him here at a 7.0. So.
I'm going to give him a C, Fabio, because they have Vitinha on him to shadow him the whole game. And he seemed like he struggled, but he wasn't the same Modric being able to pinpoint those passes, you know, open up the defense, change the plays and everything. So I'm going to give him a C, Fabio.
All right. I think that's a fair grade. I would go with that. Rabiot, they have at an 8.0. They thought he had a better game. Ooh.
Wasn't even mentioned, bro. Like, Rabiot was utter F today, Fabio.
F? Really?
Fabio, the expectation that I got from Rabiot now, he wasn't really controlling the ball. Usually, remember, we were saying that they can't take the ball off of him. Well, today they were stealing his cookies and putting his pants down, so he gets an F, bro.
I think you're being a little harsh. I would have went with a C, but I'll meet you in the middle. We'll go with D. All right, Bartosaki, bro. I know it's going to hurt you. I know.
About the soggy man, F, bro. I mean, what were you doing at that play?
Oh, come on. I don't know if I can go straight F just to find it. Bartosaki played really well, bro.
He played really well. Cross.
That last point was extremely bad. Enough to fail him. I 100% agree.
Okay,
but
then
the rest
give him
of the
D.
game, well, you want to give him the D?
Give him the D.
All right. I think it's fair. I think he would have got close to a B grade. That stupid foul, which thank God didn't hurt us in the end, gets him a D. All right. Let's go our front two now. Pulisic, bro. Let me go first. Now, too many mistakes from Pulisic today. Not going to lie. His grade is not good either. They got him at a 6.8. And again, he was trying.
Which one are you checking, Fabio? Pop-Mop got him at a 7.3, bro.
I don't know. I whatever one I screenshot in here that somebody posted, I'm going with that one. Pulisic, not a great day.
He stole the goal from Gabia.
I mean, if he just fucking didn't even touch it or hung back instead of throwing his head forward and somehow touching it with his arm, they said, which I never saw a second replay besides one time. And I wasn't even sure. I was like, did he really touch it with his arm? And like, could we at least get a slow down motion? Like, this is clearly important. And the referee doesn't even go look at it. The VAR is completing control. All right, that's interesting. And he has a great half volley that, again, goalie saves it. I mean, at least he put it on target. It was decent, but in the end, too many times he's just getting beat up. I wish we had a player, like if Fofana was out there to actually, I don't know, protect some of their players, like Pulisic just gets chopped down over and over again. These people basically go after him knowing if we stop Pulisic, more than likely we're going to stop Milan. And they just keep hitting him and attacking him. And then, Pulisic's trying to do too much at certain times. I have him at a D. I think it's fair. So let's go. You said, what did you say for Pulisic? Did you say anything, Pulisic?
Sorry, yeah, I didn't even ask. D, Fabio.
D? We'll go D.
Stole the goal.
Stole the goal. You're right. Leao now. Come on. What's your grade on
Leao? Leao, Fabio, even the commentator was saying, like, you know, he missed a one-on-one chance in the first half, wide open, Fabio. He shot it straight to that goalkeeper who became fucking prime Buffon, Leao. Like, that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
He was selling everything, Fabio. So, but Leao, I had him at an F, Fabio. A straight hard F, failing him. But then he scored the goal, so he's at a C.
All right, C's fair. I like C.
But the thing is now,
he almost had the other one on Fofana slip and fall. He at least makes contact to cause the goalkeeper to make a save.
Yeah,
Fofana,
but there were so many plays, Fabio. Like when Modric gave him like the only good pass that Modric gave today, when he crossed it on the other side, he was one on one with Ostergaard and he just stopped running. Fabio, that's some bullshit. That's some fucking LeBron shit. That's some pussy shit. That ain't no Kobe. That ain't no Michael Jordan shit. That's some LeBron. So
you need to clarify for people that don't follow basketball.
LeBron is a fucking bum, bro. He don't even lace up Michael Jordan.
You know what? I'm just going to say this one thing to kind of, because you're talking the topic, but you are shitting on somebody that helped your basketball team win a championship, and you're fuck him. You are very resembling a certain Toronto native. That's all I'm saying. Because you want to shit on the guy that helped you win a championship, right? Get the fuck out of here. I'm no LeBron fan.
He's not even top 50 athletes to ever play for LA, Fabio. I'm going to tell you.
All right. Listen, we digress here. All I'm saying is, first of all, you mentioned their goalkeeper, right? Their goalkeeper it's ridiculous when you look at what his look at his grades, G. Look at his grades the last game. You see that? That's a red mark. Then when he plays Milan, fucking 9.3, right? Of course, because that's what we do.
Prime Buffon.
Everybody turns into prime Buffon, or they turn into prime Barcelona when they play us. This is just like inevitable. I don't understand how this always happens to us, but it does. Let's just talk our substitutes. I believe we only had three substitutes, if I remember correctly.
Loftus-Cheek,
Folkrug, and Atakame.
Yeah, and Atakame.
So, what's your thoughts? I mean, Loftus-Cheek got the most time. He got the full 45. Are we just saying shit? Like, you know, there was a shit performance.
He made a good pro, but see, the thing is, Fabio, is like what I'm trying to tell you is like I don't see the difference between him and Fofana. Like, their game is exactly the same. Run. You know, maybe Richie, he controls the tempo. He could make a pass. He could do that. Jashari's supposed to be able to throw through balls. He's supposed to take like 10 players on and score top bins. That's what I heard from the internet, that Jashari is like Zidane style, so that he's supposed to be scoring top bins. He's supposed to be doing the overhead kicks and the goal. So, like, just change it up. But you change Fofana, and he's the same player. But I'm going to give him a C, Fabio. I'm going to give him a C. He had a good pass that they messed it up. I think Leao and Fulkrug weren't on the same pace, and they messed it up.
Yeah, I think C's fine. Fulkrug.
A D.
Yeah.
He's not getting any goals, Fabio. He's going to be worked in Kalinic and Mandzukic.
Oh my god.
Even worse than what's his name? Oh, your boyfriend Lasicic.
The player that doesn't exist. All right, at the comment, what do we have for his grade? I mean, at I thought he was pretty lively, bro.
I thought he was pretty good, bro.
I give him a C too.
My power's about to die.
Oh my god, G, you gotta pull it together, bro. All right, well, Allegri, I'll say this. I feel this Milan did enough to win the game today. Their players just played like shit. We couldn't control the game. We couldn't finish chances. A lot of things this team was doing. The constant crosses, but nobody really getting to the end of them. Even if they did, they didn't produce any power on their headers.
Well, Fabio, Genoa's team is like they basketball teams. This is what I'm trying to tell you, Fabio. They basketball teams. So, like, none of the crosses was going to be there. Like, this would be a perfect game for Giroud. Giroud would have put three in the net, bro, this game.
That's why I think when we're talking about the game against Fiorentina and kind of what's going to be what we think the starting lineup, I think we might have to kind of go. Look, stop doing this 3-5-2, man. It's time to go to a 3-4-3. You sit, Salamakas. Mm-hmm. You know, you play. You're going to have to play 3-4-3. That's my opinion. You play, you get Fofana out of there, and you put somebody, if you're going to play Salamakas, you want him to keep playing, you play him. If not, play somebody else that you could trust on that right wing, maybe even a Loftus-Cheek if you're not going to give it to Ricci, and you play Rabiot and Modric in the middle, and we kind of go with that, and we see how it rolls. All right, G, let's go. You know what time it is. This segment is brought to you by Football Canada TV, the home for Serie A and the Premier League. You can even listen to it in Italian. All right, G, let's go. You know what time it is. We gotta play the horns because it almost scored. We might not be started off against Pisa and Como. They did what they were supposed to do, man. All the goals came in the second half, but they came quickly. Within 10 minutes, they had two goals, and they added another penalty at the end. Just for good luck. Como, another 3 points. Impressive what Fabregas has been able to do with this team. Sitting now in the European spots when we look at it later. But Como's been impressive, right?
Yeah, man. Como got a lot of young talent, Fabio. That Nico Paz is crazy. And then they just got that guy from City, Peroni. Mm-hmm. Like, he was supposed to be good, but he was shipped off. You know, he was like one of them girls at Hong Kong. He, you know, go to one client to the other client. And now he's at Como, and he's scoring goals. So it's just crazy, man. And most of their players are young, Fabio. That's why I don't understand. They're like 21 to 25, maybe a 30-year-old will sprinkle in. But it's just like a lot of players, and they have players playing in. So, I mean,
they're not afraid to play the young players there. Fabregas knows that.
Duke of Aves got him with the two goals, Fabio. Aves.
Hold up. You me too. I'm about to get knocked out. What's going on here? All right, so G, let's go to the next game. Roma 2, Lecce 0. Goals by Dovrik in this one, and the first goal, Ferguson. Yep.
Both strikers
scoring. We don't even have one. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on Roma and what's going on?
Roma hit a little dip, Fabio, but hey, they got a win back, and then we dropping points, and now they're only three behind us, Fabio. They had a little dip, and now they're coming back.
All right, let's go to the next game. Juventus looks like they're getting back on track there. 3-0 over Sassuolo. Sassuolo gives us a hard time, but Juve just runs over them. They had an own goal starting off, then Fabio Moretti.
The one.
Huh? Yeah, 62nd minute, and then David added another one a minute later. Jonathan David scored now, a goal. What were your thoughts, bro?
I'm going to save it now, Fabio. Jonathan David is going to score 15 goals this half of the season.
Get out of here. Now we're talking crazy.
No, look at the resume. Look at the resume, Fabio. Look at the resume. his second half of the season, he scored like 15 goals, so he's going to do the same. And look at Juve. They were down in the dumps. Now they're back in the Scudetto challenge. They say that they're gonna win the Scudetto, the Juventinis are saying. So shout out that Dybala Alexa, man. She said that they're going for the Scudetto.
Well, listen, I mean, right now they're looking pretty decent, but we'll see how when we look at the table, we'll see where they're at. All right, Atalanta going to Bologna. Atalanta coming away with a needed victory. Thoughts on Atalanta? I mean, they're climbing up again. They seem to be getting the ship righted with Paladino, but 2-0 here over Bologna. Your thoughts, man? Bologna's been struggling a little bit.
Yeah, they since the Supercopa, Fabio, they've been stuck. So, I mean, Krstović, their striker that they got. Only us, Fabio, when we buy strikers, they go zero goals and stuff. Krstović with a doblete. And, you know, he gets it past them. Very exciting. But that's how Atalanta is. They've, for the last 10 years that they've been in Serie A, I'm not saying that they haven't been there for a long time, but the last 10 years that we've seen them, like, in this day and age of Serie A, they have a dip, and then they get top four at the end of the day. They go on a streak.
Next game. This was surprising. The horns started early. And you know what? They were for Verona. Verona got to it quick. 2-0 lead over Napoli. Shocked everybody at the Maradona. But Napoli, the champions as they are, fought back and they had a goal disallowed after McTominay got one back. And then Di Lorenzo tied the game in the 82nd minute, stole a point for Napoli. Very surprising that they dropped points to Verona. But Verona, again, they started good. They had their moments in the second half. But what were your thoughts here on this game going 2-2?
I mean, Verona, I mean, they dropped the bed, Fabio. They were playing good, and then they let them score, and they almost lost the game in the 90th plus extra minutes. So, I mean, you know, that win would have taken them out of the relegation, I believe. So, I mean, that's a drop points. That's hard.
Yeah, definitely. When you're up 2-0, but Napoli felt like it was just inevitable they were going to come back. All right, next game, also exciting. We got to play the horns for this one. Fiorentina, Lazio, 2-2 here. Now, look, this game really lights up in the second half. The first half, I watched the highlights. I was watching the game a little bit too live. It was exciting. Even in the first half, nothing really happened. But the second half, fireworks began quickly. Cataldi got the first goal for Lazio, gave him the lead in the 52nd minute. Just for Gosens to score a nice goal just a couple of minutes later. And then they both exchanged penalties in the last dying minutes of the game. Pedro ties it up for Lazio, while Gudmundsson gave Fiorentina the lead. But in the end, exciting drop point for Fiorentina, especially scoring so late in the 89th minute. You would have thought they had the 3 points in the bag, starting to get themselves to a position that maybe they can climb out of the bottom three. But Lazio, they've been resilient, man. Lazio's a tough pill to swallow. Whoa, any thoughts on this game 2-2?
The thing is, Fiorentina, man, it looked like they're going to make it out the relegation. They've been getting points here, 3 points, 1 point, 2 points, 1 point again. So, I mean, it looks like they're getting, and it looks like they're starting to score goals now, Fabio. Yeah. So, hopefully they don't score any goals when we play them, but at the end of the day, I hope not, bro.
But you know what? These snakes, they don't falter. They go into Parma. You can't even see what the hell's going on half the game because it's so foggy. I turn on, I'm like, what am I watching? I can't even see half the time when they cross it, what's happening. And, of course, immediately DeMarco scores in the 42nd minute. As soon as I turn it on, I turned it right off. But Thuram got another goal right in the dying minutes of extra time to make it 2-0 and secure their victory. I mean, see, Inter goes into Parma, doesn't slip. End of the first half gets a goal. End of the second half gets another one. I mean, this is what you're supposed to do if you're going to be a title contender. And Inter is still looking like they're, you know, again, if not 1A, they're 1B of the best team in Serie A. All right, so let's go to the next game here. Torino hosting Udinese, and Udinese getting the 2-1 victory here. Zaniolo got the first goal. Before Ellen Kemp got the second one at the 82nd minute, Castadei gets a a consolation goal in the 87th minute, but Udinese getting a valuable 3 points. And the last game really to talk about, G.
Hold on, Fabio. Remember, I told you that one is Zaniolo, remember?
Because you love the bad boy. You love the bad boy. You want to get the troublemakers on the team. Either that or maybe you're hoping the mom has a press conference. You know Gio. You know Gio. He likes them MILFs. All right, let's go Cremonese hosting Calgary. And 2-2 here. And this game's really Cremonese dropping points here. Because
they dropped the ball.
They had a 2-goal lead, another goal by Jamie Vardy, and then Calgary came back. They had 2 goals, and then their tying goal in the 88th minute. I mean, big loss there on Cremonese, dropping 2 points, and could have kept their climb up the table. But any thoughts on this game before we check out the table?
Nah, man. Cremonese, they dropped the ball, and I would assign Jamie Vardy on a free. I mean, he has 5 goals since he signed from Cremonese, Fabio. That's kind of embarrassing to Santi Jimenez, Fulkrug, and Nkunku. That a 38 years old is fucking got 5 goals and 1 assist, and they ain't got utter shit.
That's true, crazy. Man. All right, so we look at the standings now. You see Inter there at 42 points in first place. Milan 3 points behind with 39. Napoli 38. Juve now in the top four with 36. Roma tied with them. In fifth, Como, 33 points. 5 points clear of Atalanta in the last European spot. And we'll see if that's actually true. Could be seventh place if somehow Italy gets a fifth spot. But, and then Bologna right after Atalanta with 26 points. Lazio there, 9 points, 25. Still, again, a little bit ways away, especially Lazio with the fact that they were hamstrung, not able to sign people. Cremonese is sitting there in 13th with 22 points. That's definitely a good sign. Sassuolo, another newly promoted from Division B. They're sitting in 11th with 23 points. Bottom three, still looking like Pisa, Fiorentina, and Verona. Those are our bottom three. I have to believe when I look at this, Fiorentina's close enough there to Genoa and even Lecce that, again, there's still half of the season. This is week 19, guys. So now we are officially at the halfway point. I think Fiorentina is going to have enough to climb themselves out. They're still within a game of being able to get out. Genoa's not that great. We just make them look good. Lecce's not good. We just make them look good. Parma's not good. We just make them look good. There's a lot of teams here that we struggle against, but I think Fiorentina is better than them. So I'll be very surprised if they remain in the bottom three for the rest of the season. I think they drop points against us. They better. All right. But if we give them a point, it's just vindictive of us more than them. But any thoughts on the standing sheet when you look at this?
I just want to say a shout out to our brother Lynch. He's showing us love, bro. Shout out my brother
Thank
Lynch.
Thank you, Lynch.
Go
Thank
Gunners,
you, Lynch.
Go. Only for you, Lynch. I love the Gunners just for you, man.
Well, guys, super chats are open, Lynch. We definitely appreciate that. So those are the standings after week 19. Inter, 3 points up on Milan. But we're within striking distance, ladies and gentlemen. No reason to have a panic attack just yet.
Yet.
All right. That segment was brought to you by Football Canada TV, the home of Serie A and the Premier League. You can listen to all the Italian games in Italian if you'd like. All right, guys. Gee, let's kind of preview here because we're getting deep in our time. Fiorentina, Sunday. 6 a.m. your time, 9 a.m. my time. Special shout out to everybody out there. If you're going to be in the greater New York area, Football Factory will be open by 8:30. Come down to Legends Bar, the Football Factory, 33rd and 5th Avenue, and check out the game. We will be there. I'm hoping to be there. I know my fellow club members will be there. It's a great experience. I'm sure nobody is going to the Fox and Hound or wherever the hell you guys are going at 6 a.m. Or are they, G?
Nah, man, I think we're having like a trying to do something on Saturday to figure out where we're gonna be going, what bar we're gonna be going for, but all that's right, not here, right. Not there. So, Fabio, this is I know Fiorentina is a big name, they're part of the Seven Sisters, the history of Serie A, but then the relegation, another relegation team that we're facing. On Sunday, and we have to come out. We came out flat today, and I'm expecting a makeup game by Leal for not running, a pulley. But we need to switch it up, Fabio. I need to see Modric, Richie, or Jashari. I don't want to see Loftus-Cheek or Fofana. I think it's time to switch up our midfield and be more dynamic. And I just want the players to come out with their effort, pull up, and make sure to know that, you know, this Fiorentina team, even though they're in the relegation, they got talent and they could always attack us. And they've always given us a hard time every time that we go to the we go down there to face them every year. It's always a hard game. You see they're 2-2. It's a penalty. It's Dodo doing other stupidities with Theo Hernandez and stuff like that. So I remember it. I remember everything, bro. When we go down to the Frankie, I think that's what it's called, right? The Frankie? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when we go down over there, it's always difficult for us. So I just want Leal, I want Pulley, I want our big guns to step up and take us over. I don't care how we win. I just want to win, Fabio. That's it. We need to keep pace because Napoli versus Inter this weekend. So say Napoli win. And I say Napoli win and we win, bro. We're in first place because I don't care about the goal difference. We beat Inter this season already, so we hold the head-to-head already. So that's all I care about.
I agree. When I look at it, again, I keep wanting to say, hey, you know what? Just fuck it. Start Fulkrug. Start Leal. Start Pulisic. Either play a 3-4-3 and take out one of the midfielders. Ideally, take out Fofana and play Modric and Rabiot. And if you think Modric is in some sort of discomfort or you're going to be playing him too much and you have to give him some time to rest, well, then play Jashari. Play Jashari and Rabiot and let's fucking get to work. Or play Richie and Rabiot and let's get to fucking work. All right? We play, if you have to pay Salamakas and you don't want to sit him, even Afakame, again, give him time too. Towards the end of the game, you can't keep going back to Salamakas if all of a sudden, as soon as he signed that goddamn contract, he started slipping up. I need to see Pulisic. I need to see Leal in the game. Bring in Fulkrug from the start, because if it doesn't work out, again, I don't really know what the status of any of the other players are going to be that we're missing. I know Jimenez is still going to be out. I'm not sure about Nkunku, but if you want to bring in Loftus-Cheek after, and you know, we need to go to some different formation of putting Leal back at the top again. Do it later in the damn game. Start with this guy, and let's hope we can get ahead of it. Fiorentina is going to come out knowing that they need the 3 points. We need to come out like we embarrassed ourselves. We lost 2 points to a team we shouldn't have, and now we're going to come in here and put Fiorentina in their place. And you know what? They're going to do it because they're not going to be at home. They'll feel the pressure. I don't know. This early morning game, that's never. And maybe they're hope. Like, you know, I think it's just better that they're playing this game first. Because if they wait and see what happens with Napoli and Inter, these guys might play even worse. Who knows? But this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. And again, to not be too overly dramatic. Because they still have yet to lose since week one. That's 18 weeks now, and I'm not counting Super Cup or the Coppa Italia. I'm just talking about the league. We've gone 18 weeks consecutively without having any issues in regards to losing, so I want to see them go out there and put a good performance on. I know it's not going to be great because the Allegri Bowl is just never great lately, but we need to find something. He needs to get these guys playing good, and Fiorentina has been struggling this year. We need to go out there and get the 3 points and get it convincingly. Is that impossible to do? That's all I'm saying. We need to get the 3 points, bro. So, yeah. All right, G. Let's get to our parting shots here, bro. What's your parting shot for the people?
Man, parting shots is everybody's here. Like, we know with the real deal fans is Liban, everybody that's coming in, socially occupied, our boy Lynch, man. You know, just everybody that's showing us love, even Timmy Tim, even the hater, Raka Schwan, you know, saying about Redbird. You know what? Redbird, these nuts, bro. That's what I'm going to tell you, bro. That I'm choosing violence in 2026. I'm choosing violence. I don't care what you feel, man. This is the thing about being a sports fan. We don't care about ownership. We just care about the team. So, you know, we're fighting there, and I just want everybody to understand. Let's back the team, man. Remember, we had these things go down when we won the Scudetto. You know, we were supposed to win the game, but we didn't and stuff like that.
Remember that Spezia game?
Yeah, come on, man. So let's not give up. Let's push these players. And because at the end of the day, if you don't want to see your team win, then, I mean, go support Juve, go support Inter, go support Sampdoria, go support Fiorentina. Go support
the Lakers,
whatever you want to do, bro. But just get behind the team. Not all is done. Yes, the players didn't come out, but maybe some players like Salad are tired. And now Allegri got to become a chameleon now, Fabio.
Well, I just say this, right? This is for people that, again, they want to harp on about Leao. And, you know, we always talk funny to our friend Timmy. He's just being critical. And, again, everybody's allowed to have their opinion. And the most important thing is that you see that Leao, he's got, 7 goals now? Back-to-back games with a goal. Without him, we drop all 3 points today. Without him, we don't get 3 points the last game. And I think Leao, it's something to remember that this player could have left. This player could have said, you know what? The shenanigans that's going on at this club, you guys made me sign an extension. I stick to my part of the bargain. And within a few months of me signing my extension, you blow up the entire front office. You fire the guy that I signed the extension with. And then I stick around. I stick it out through stupid ownership, through stupid managers, through people trying to scapegoat Leao always is the problem. Now, I get he's the highest paid player. But you know what? He's a difference maker. He scored goals. He creates assists. When he's on, he's sometimes otherworldly. A lot of times, he looks like he's not in the game. I think his fitness is still kind of up in the air. I think he's getting older, so we're probably getting towards the end of what would be his prime for us. But I don't like treating a player that helped win us a Scudetto, who was clearly the difference maker even that year, and treating him like, oh, you're a piece of shit week in, week out, when he's still doing things for us. And the part that I liked when I saw him score today is that this kid knows he's not just a fucking player. He could give two shits. I'm just going to collect my money, go home. I don't care if we win or lose. I already won once. I won an MVP. I'm good. This guy knows that even a fuck up like Fofana, who's going to know and hear how stupid he was, how bad that miss was, when he scores a goal, 100%. Leao runs to the bench, which I was even surprised they were even celebrating even a little bit. But he runs to the bench, and the one person he goes to, you can't even see it's him. I'm almost 100% you can never see it's him. I'm not 100% it is him. But I am believing here that Leao ran up to Fofana and basically like gave him the high five, being like, bro, I got you. We got you. That's a fucking team leader. That's a leader right there. Somebody who identifies and sees, look, my teammate needs a lift up. And even though, look, I scored the fucking goal again, I'm going to go and fucking share it with him to lift his spirit up, to let him know the boys and me, we still got you. All right? I'm not advocating for Fofana to play, okay? I'm just saying I like that Leao is taking a leadership role and showing that sort of support to a player that's struggling on his team, because whether we like it or not, Allegri's going to give Fofana time. And Fofana needs, next time he gets that goddamn ball at his foot, he needs to do the right fucking thing with it and help us win, get 3 points and win games. That's it. The difference is that when Inter has a player like that, they're Mkhitaryan or fucking Fratesi, some other bullshit player, these assholes find the net. Zielinski found the net, right? These other guys, they find the net. But Fofana, this guy can't find his footing. So that's all I'm saying. I like to see Leao. I think he's still progressing, at least as a player and a leader. And if the rest of the team and Allegri can keep fighting, we're only 3 points off. There is no reason to even feel like the season is slipping away from us, because it's not. If we lose points to Fiorentina, and Inter defeats Napoli, then we have a different conversation we're going to have to face. But right now, we're only 3 points off with 19 games to go. So I'm sorry, all the other Gaylords out there like Mr. Figo, you guys can be happy now, be happy now. But don't worry, there's going to be a moment where you're going to slip up because you're going to focus on something else and you're going to slip and fall in Serie A, and Milan will be right there, hopefully, to pick up the pieces. We are not favorites. We are not favorites. We're not. So if we do it, again, they'll be talking about this as another miracle Scudetto. But you got to believe, and I think that's the one thing, is that Allegri maybe doesn't want to talk about it publicly, but I hope in the background, the guys that have done it and Allegri are telling these players, we need to step up our game. And today was a winnable game. We coughed it up, and we were lucky not to lose. So let's not leave it to luck. Let's put it in our own hands, on our own feet, and fucking get the 3 points. Gee, always a pleasure, brother. Let's end it on this. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan.
Peace out, everybody. Good night.